Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
We'll be here until baseball, about 10, 11 minutes from now. If you do want to check in, 888-702-5494. Twitter at Bill is King. Jim in Jupiter says, Bill, I've already got my first joke for Cosby since he's going to be the one roasted. He says, Cosby is so drunk on Dickel that Jeremy Pruitt could win the next three natties and Cosby would still want baby Kiff to be the coach. So let's say Jeremy Pruitt wins a natty. And after the natty, Fulmer fires him because he refuses to go on the Big Orange Caravan. Yeah, that's how big of an offense that is. So Jeremy's out. They hire baby Kiff. The Cosby Cattlemen would absolutely endorse that move. Even right after a fresh natty, he would endorse that. Correct. You nailed it. Royal Payne says, Bill, I'm not really a big fan, but John Mayer is spectacular playing a guitar. Eric Clapton, he says, even talked about how Mayer walked in, recorded two songs for an album for Eric Clapton, and he did it in one take each. You know, I've heard that too. I'm not a big follower there either, but Georgia Dog says, Bill, they did happen to have that Alabama-Georgia game in 17. It's already happened. Oh, yeah, yeah. But what I'm saying is we need another one like that. The BCS had been around a long time by the time we got to Alabama-LSU number 2 in 2011. Now, somewhat different circumstances, but it still was a repeat, right? Alabama-Georgia wasn't a repeat game either. Couple of years ago for the Natty. Remember, Alabama did not win the league. Didn't win their division. Auburn did. What would set it off is if Alabama, Georgia play in the SEC title game, they're both undefeated, which is very, very, I was going to say likely. I don't know if it's likely because it's hard to go undefeated no matter who you play. But it's very doable. Let me use that word. It's doable. Georgia and Alabama playing in the SEC title game at 12-0 is not an unreasonable thought. And they play a good game. One team wins barely. Doesn't really matter. Doesn't matter which way. They both get into the playoffs. Now, that in and of itself might do it. Anyways. But then they match up in the championship game in the playoffs. So not only do you have a repeat game from a game already played that year, like 2011, but you've got Georgia-Alabama again. That would set the rest of the planet Earth on fire. That big dragon has come down from Game of Thrones. Blondie is actually alive on top of that dragon, torching college football for not expanding. So expansion would have to happen. Yeah, that would set it off right there. Bill Hancock would have to come up to the mic and say, you know what? I told you during the BCS there'd be no playoff. Then we went to the playoff. We get to the playoff. I told you there is no movement to expand. Four teams is good. We've got a 12-year contract, but here we are. We're going to expand. Yeah, that would set it off. Rob in the 210 says, Bill, Here's your playoff selection. Notre Dame, Bama, Clemson, Nashville, Auto, Diesel College. That's a good one. I would that he is right. That is exactly who I would have in there. Notre Dame against Nashville Auto Diesel College. Clemson and Bama got to play in the semis. It's only fair. Got to knock one of them out. We've got SEC baseball. What we're going to go to in about 6 minutes. Crazy Charlie will take you there. A&M versus Georgia. Karen's team versus Georgia Dogs team. Round Man's team. L Dogs team. Those guys. All the Bulldogs out there. There are quite a few. Lots of Bulldogs out there. On Twitter, at Bill is King, if you do want to check in. Hawkeye Jason says, underrated guitarist. Terry, is it Kath of Chicago? Couldn't tell you. He says, former Chicago guitarist who accidentally shot himself. See, I don't go, my memory of that kind of stuff doesn't go that deep. 614 Rob says, Bill, if we have to suffer through another championship game with two SEC teams playing, I'll be binge watching Game of Thrones instead of watching that game. I do want to see, I'm not going to ever go back and watch Game of Thrones. If I don't catch it and it's a series, I'm never going to binge watch anything. But I do want to go back and just see random episodes. I know it won't add it up for me. It won't clear anything up because I really won't know the context of it. But I found it at least that interesting. I just don't know when I'll do that. I don't recall a time in my life where I've thought, you know what, I need to clear some time in my schedule for this TV show. Maybe I have. I don't. Now, college, yes. College football, yes. Absolutely. But that goes without saying. But I'm talking about some non-college football-related TV show. It's not sports-related at all. Just some show. I've really got to clear out time for this. I'm wired different, I know. The best time for me would be a Saturday or Sunday night where it just happens to be on. Or I dial it up. But see, I'm not the kind of guy that goes and orders something. HBO on demand, I would never do that. It's never even occurred to me to do that. So I will never have Game of Thrones in context. Vaughn Broadneck says, Bill, did you hear who was it? Which quarterback was it? He was talking about Game of Thrones. I did see the audio clip. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, Aaron was disappointed. Didn't like the ending. He named off about 10 other endings or people who would have been more interesting, their story, than the way it ended up. He's a Game of Thrones guru, too. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. I didn't know that is interesting coming out of Aaron Rodgers' mouth. You know who said he liked Game of Thrones? Now, I would have to think there's no way he watched every one of them. No way. But Nick Saban was on Jocks, JOX Radio, down in Birmingham. They asked him about it, and I would have bet you anything. He said, I don't even know what you're talking about. What is Game of Thrones? He said he watched it and he liked it. Nick Saban. Yeah, Nick Saban. Josh up in London, Ohio. Says, Bill, I've never watched a single episode of Game of Thrones. He says, I've got better stuff to do, like send Brett McMurphy, and I'm not going to repeat the rest of the sentence. It's not family-oriented. That right there means baseball. See you tomorrow on the Thursday edition. Landry, Chris Landry, Landry Football. No, he'll be with us. Omni. Lajpal.